tray bakes and deep oven dishes allow you to use the stock you've made. They allow you to use a lot of different veggies. There's a great little Instagram thing going at the moment about making a fantastic soup without liquid. But what they do is use a lot of veg. So you're laying with good Asian cabbage, you're putting some daikon radish in there, some carrots, adding, and then putting the chicken on top, and maybe just that drizzle of soy sauce and some whatever you want to put in there, some fresh ginger or garlic. But by the time that's cooked down, it's actually given its own creative juice, and you've got all those beautiful accompaniments to go with it. Some of that lovely, delicious, spicy chili oil is so nice drizzled over that. These are easy things to do, just thinking outside the box. But when you do a tray bake, I love doing things like on the bottom of the tray, you might do some sweet potatoes, some pumpkin, some leeks, a whole big knobs of garlic. And I'm talking cut a whole big knob of garlic in half, turn it upside down, because when that's cooked, you're going to squeeze those little pearls of just deliciousness out of the garlic and have that on the tray. And then on top of that, you put a cake tray if you want. And I usually split the chicken down the back. You can do any meat you like, but I love doing chicken like this. And I really concentrate on a really nice oil where I'll put lots of smoked paprika, my favourite cumin, coriander, a little bit of chilli if I have it, and olive oil. And I rub that in and place it on top. So by the time that chicken is cooked, all those juices and delicious flavours have gone into my veggies at the bottom. And then all I need to do is add some chickpeas and put that tray of veggies back in the oven so they crisp up and become yummy. And then make that yogurt dressing or make that little bit of an olive oil dressing. And remembering all the time when you are trimming your veggies, just remember to keep the ends, because if you want to make a risotto, for example, the little stalks of the broccolini or the asparagus or whatever, they really do add a lovely flavour to the risottos when you do it. And of course, I'll go back to stock. I really do think it does add that extra flavour, and it extends it, because if you're using a rice-based deep oven dish or a pasta-based, a risoni or a risotto, which you can cook in the oven, I don't do that very often because I love the process of stirring the risotto rice. But I notice, even once again, talking about social media, using the dumpling wrappers and going back to using mince and the family table, if you make up a really fantastic chicken, lemongrass, ginger, garlic, plus, and all you're doing is actually frying those little meatballs of that and just wrapping a little wrapper, whether it be rice paper or the dumpling on it, and your stock, you end up with a fantastic, nourishing meal. So think outside the box. And really, I'm sure that most people, like myself, really enjoy the social media point of view for gardening and for food, because there's so many great ideas for people who are home gardening within a pot where you're just growing your spices. Like, you can go out at night and you've got your basil, your chives, your parsley, your coriander. And these are things that are fresh. They're $3 a bunch in the supermarket. And really, it doesn't take much to grow. I've got mint growing just in the middle of the lawn because it just happens to be a shady place. And when you remember, just spray it with a bit of the hose and you've got beautiful mint to put in your yogurt to add to the peas or something like that that you've cooked, because that's how I like to eat. So I encourage you to do that. But at the same time, think of your budgeting and write your list before you go to the supermarket, because otherwise you tend to, I tend to, if I don't have a list, I just tend to go over the top of what I expected I was going to pay, because you haven't got to focus on what your family meal. Enjoy cooking. Remember, money's tight, weather's cold. If you're wanting some wholesome foods, pack with goodness, take the time and work out your menu for the week. Of course, you've been with Annette on Community Kitchen.